to say hello. My name is Mark Corey. I'm with Cherokee Fabrication. And this paper is entitled Alternative Method for Opening Round Sea Cotton Modules. The much anticipated introduction of the round sea cotton module has created a need for opening and introducing these modules in the cotton gins. While there are other solutions available, we didn't feel that all the needs were being met. For higher capacity gins, some degree of automation is certainly required, but these gins need a system that is both fast and uncomplicated. And we also felt like we could do it more economically and reduce the chances for wrap contamination. So this new method and device was created and developed at Cherokee, and we call it the Roundup Module Unwrapper. The humble beginnings of this project started with round modules from the end of the 2007 crop year, and the first destructive test involved proving the concept that wrap could be slid off of a round cotton module without cutting the wrap. We made four of these pads like you see pictured, and we put each of them on the prong or forks of a forklift. And then we took a round module, we laid it over on its side with the openings facing up and down on the floor. And then we ran the two forklifts into opposite sides of this module. And then we decided that we'd run the forks at the same time and try to pick it up. We had bets, you know, half of us were thinking, oh, that's not gonna work. And the other half thought, well, yeah, I bet it will. Luckily it worked. And we were able to pick the plastic up a little ways, and then the plastic began to tear right around the area, around these pads. So here you can see, this is a cell phone picture, so it's not a very good quality, I apologize, but here you can see what we did and what we ended up with. So that was our first test and our foray into this concept. So since we had the problem with the plastic tearing on the first go around, we decided we'd supersize it. So here we've got more pads, more pins, and a big frame that we can used to pick it up with. You can see we put a strap around the bottom of it to kind of keep it clamped down. We started picking it up with the SkyTrack, and very quickly we could see that the wrap was going to slide right off. It was not going to be a problem. So we kind of, from the first test, cleaning up all of that cotton wasn't much fun. So we decided that we didn't want to repeat that part of the experiment. We got a couple of forklifts and picked the module up with a forklift, took it out into the yard where we could pick it up high enough to get a truck under it. Here we've got the truck backed up, and we're getting ready to pull the forklifts out. And when we did, it just slid right out, bloop, right into the truck. So we decided, well, that proves the concept that you can dump the cotton out. So after that, we made a 3D computer model. And we use this as a tool to help us understand what we might want to do for a sequence of operation. It was also used to provide information to some potential customers. However, we did have several different versions, and we filed a patent application to cover each of these concepts. Adams Land Company in Blytheville, Arkansas decided to buy the first unit. This is a shot out behind the factory in Salem, Alabama for Cherokee. The version that appeared to be the simplest to operate and most affordable was chosen for the final design. Several different pin designs were tested to ensure that the wrap material will be pierced without cutting any of the pieces away from the parent material. If the module wrap design should ever change to a reusable material in the future, one of the non-destructive wrap gripper designs will be implemented. We also built the hydraulic power unit right there in Salem. And we also built the control box and systems at the Cherokee facility in Lubbock, Texas. Here we had our test with the module out back, and you can see when we pulled the truck away, we're getting ready to dump it. And really the best way to get a feel for what this looked like in a final installation and to understand the sequence of operation, it's probably best to watch a little video here. Oops. Yeah, that's right. It's slow, but it's slow but steady. Yeah. Well, here it comes.
Not again.
I was trying to get that little hand out of the way. All right. Here you can see the system coming down to clamp a module. This installation was provided by Roins Construction of Malden, Missouri. It's just right up the road from Blytheville, Arkansas. Adams Land Company operates a double gen plant under one roof. It's quite an impressive operation, and they can consistently produce 120 bales per hour. And there's two module feeders you'll see. They're both Cherokee module feeders. The one on the right was retrofitted to accept the Roundup. You can see we added some retaining walls in front of the disperser section along with the Roundup itself and the guards. I'll let you watch the dump without saying too much, but another change we made is this particular installation has a separated roller bed section. So we segregated the beginning of the roller bed for the last complete set of rollers before the disperser, so that we could control the bales or modules individually. You'll notice that the orientation of the wrap as it comes back down, it stays, the clamps stay in a vertical position. And also take note right at the bottom right there. That's where the stripper pushes the wrap off of the pins. And this is controlled by the operator at the control console. And this machine is operated with two simple joystick controls. The sequence is really pretty short, and it can be mastered by a new operator in a matter of minutes. There's a button on the screen of the control panel used to advance the module, and then there's also another button on the screen to toggle the module feeder back and forth between the round module mode and the traditional module mode. Here you can see the operator console. If you can operate a backhoe, you can run this thing really easy. You could see as the wrap falls off, there's a guy that reaches over there with a hook. He reaches over a safety barrier and pulls that wrap onto the floor. And you'll also notice that Adams Land elected to build an operator platform, but really the control pedestal could have been on the floor, and the same operator who was running the controls could have pulled the plastic off of the bed. Also, as an option, you could install a barcode scanner or an RFID scanner right at that same point, so you could record any of the data off of each wrap as it's removed. Here you see the modules being unloaded. As most of you probably know, They're handled in groups of four so that they're about the same length as a traditional module. And each one of these modules weighs in at about 5,000 pounds. That's what we experienced at Adams Land. Adams Land Company has a 5.5 bed module feeder, both of them, so they've got a lot of buffer capacity. You also note that we didn't pull any gaps between the modules. In fact, you don't even need gaps with this system between the modules at all. However, for the first installation, we did add that section of independent drive that I mentioned earlier. The main hydraulic power unit for the Adams Land Company installation was a 50 horsepower motor. Since this proved to be excessive, testing showed that we could move it much faster than we needed to. We've decided that in the production models from here on out, they're going to be 30 horsepower motors for the main pump, and then a three horse circulation motor and a one third horsepower fan on the oil cooler. Also, if the oil level should ever drop too low, or if the temperature should ever get too high, the power unit will shut itself down to protect it, and there'll be an error message that shows up on the operator control panel, so he'll understand why. Now note the orientation again, and you'll see the wrap pretty much cleans itself out as it's being dumped. What little bit that's left that you see falling is on the pins, and it tends to fall right out on the descent back down to the roller.
How many of those did John wrap?
Nearly 3,000. Nearly 3,000. I'm sorry?
What was the speed?
It's 60 bells an hour per gen. So it's 120 bells per hour for both sides. They'll run anywhere between 50 and 60 most of the time. This installation didn't slow them down at all. This didn't change their ginning rate. We didn't get any reports of any plastic contamination, any problems of that nature. And any time you want to run regular modules, you just leave this thing in the up position, and it doesn't change anything about the way the regular modules run. They just run right through like they always have. This is a boom. this is a pretty good angle now. You can see again, look at the stuff coming out, the last little bit of cotton, and the camera angle on this particular shot is good. Now look inside as it tips over and you'll see how clean that wrap is. Well, yeah, it's patent pending. We spent a lot of effort on it, just like anybody else does on their equipment, and we want to protect the idea. It's kind of anticlimactic now, but you've got a chance to, I don't know if I want to hit escape, do I?
Yeah.
There you go. This is what the guy was using to pull the plastic off the bed. It's optional equipment. No, this one's not. It's available at any Ace Hardware store. Yeah, now how much would you pay? Yeah. To kind of round this out, the initial cycle times are almost 2.5 minutes long. But with a little experience, the operators quickly learn to get their cycle time below 2 minutes. And the round modules, like I said earlier, were about 5,000 pounds. So if one third by weight of each module finds its way into a 500-pound bale, then each 5,000-pound round module contains about 3 1/3 bales. If it takes 2 minutes, which is a little on the long slide, to complete each cycle, then conservatively speaking, these modules could be processed at potentially 100 bells an hour. If modules are greater than 5,000 pounds or finished bell sizes are less than 500, or if the unit is controlled by an experienced operator, then the potential ginning capacity would be higher. Also, the hydraulic power unit control system can be upgraded in the future if there's any need for additional capacity. Thank you.